Heidi, good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you this morning?
Okay.
It's a great day to be alive, and as somebody who is no stranger to 3OW, so I'm Heidi number two, as we call me
Oh,
on
Heidi
Sunday morning.
Victoria.
It is Heidi Victoria, Neil. But I'm ringing today because I'm a stroke survivor.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No, it wasn't something I made public. I didn't put it on my Facebook, although I just have. On the 6th of March this year, I suffered a stroke. And I've got to tell you, it's the scariest thing that's ever happened to me in my life.
Where were you?
I was in bed. I woke up and felt, I suppose the most accurate way is to say I felt disconnected. So I got up, went to the ensuite, went to do what you do in the morning and thought, I don't feel really well. Managed to get downstairs, picked up my phone and went back to bed, which is something I never do. And rang a friend and said, I don't feel really well. And he said, I'm ringing an ambulance. And I said, no, I just don't feel well. And he said, you can't hear what I'm hearing.
Oh,
So he knew.
slurred speech.
Yeah, so aphasia. And so a stroke ambulance came across and took me straight off to Box Hill. And the team at Box Hill were outstanding. But it is the most disconcerting thing you could ever imagine. I spent a lot of the time in tears because I couldn't speak. I couldn't comprehend what people were saying. And obviously, as somebody who has talked for a living, as a former politician and sometimes radio commentator and things like that, it's scary. It's
How are
very
you now?
scary. I'm great. The mouth still moves, which is
Did they do the clot retrieval on you at the Royal Melbourne as well?
No. So I was taken off to Box Hill because they have an excellent stroke unit, and they had a team standing by. So they'd been phoned ahead to say we've got a woman who's 52 and shouldn't be having a stroke coming your way. I then had a great cardiologist who sent me off for an echo, or I went off for an echo, and a cardiologist found that I in fact had a hole in my heart. And that was most likely the cause of the stroke. And of course, everybody's stroke is very different, as are their outcomes. And so just over a month ago, I had the beautiful Rob Gooley, who's a cardiologist down in Brighton, do a plugging of the hole in my heart, and that's also gone very well.
Oh, good. Good. And you're
So
feeling good and no long-term effects?
I feel great. I'm back to normal, but I have gone and joined the board of the Stroke Association
Good
of
on you.
Victoria.
I thought you would.
And look, we're doing a fundraiser called Will to Walk, which is happening on the 11th of October. But this year it's virtual. It's usually a mass gathering, and obviously we can't do that. So if people want to either start their own fundraising for Will to Walk, and they can look up either the Stroke Association of Victoria page or just Google Will to Walk, or they can get onto my Facebook and look up Heidi Victoria and donate to, I guess, my walking, which is I've vowed to do 100 Ks.
Oh, good on you. Well, look, when's it on?
On the 11th of October.
Well, Heidi, thank you for calling in. Let's talk closer to the event and we'll certainly plug it and promote it for you. And you look after yourself. Heidi Victoria, former Liberal Member of Parliament, occasional commentator on the Sunday morning program here. I've no idea that it happened. She's lucky she rang that friend who said, "You don't sound right."